Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Original 102.5 The Bone On Demand Audio.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Oh, get him, Will. This meltdown is dedicated to the I follow the science people.
Oh,
follow
boy.
The science. And my asswipe friends, same thing. This goes out to them as well. I got forced. My hand was forced to get this vaccine for COVID-19. To be quite honest with you, I did not want it. I didn't feel like I needed it because I'd recovered from COVID-19, and it was very mild.
But the antibodies only last for 3 months.
The antibodies, right. They only last for 3 months. That's what we were told. It turns out that the natural immunity thing has been gaining steam over the past few months. And I feel like scrolling through the internet today and news sources that this kind of puts a nail in the coffin as far as natural immunity being truly viable. Natural immunity is just as good as being jabbed. Official figures show unvaccinated Britons who beat COVID-19 enjoy the same protection against Delta as those who are double-dosed. I'd like to mention that I'm not anti-vax. I totally respect people's decision
100%.
To do whatever they want and do what their healthcare provider says to do. I also believe that you should have the freedom not to get the vaccine if you don't want it. Your body is the only thing that you truly do own.
Amen.
In this world. And if you choose to take the risk that mayhaps you might die, then, God bless, Godspeed. I know there's other variables that go into this. I know some people start pulling their hair out with this stuff. I got my hand forced. I didn't want it for the same reason I don't get a flu shot every year. This vaccine is not really a vaccine because there's no such thing as a vaccine for upper respiratory diseases. We learned about that last week. I talked to my doctor about it. The messaging is wrong. But as we know, those follow the science people, the science changes quite a bit.
Yeah.
And quite often. So this is from the Office of National Statistics, and this is in England, and England stinks. I get it. But they published a report today that found that unvaccinated Britons who catch the Delta variant are around 71% less likely to test positive a second time. The estimated risk of infection is slashed by approximately 67% in people given the Pfizer or AstraZeneca jabs. So, natural immunity is better than the vaccine.
That's exactly what Israel said 3 weeks ago when they did a study on 250,000 people.
And it's so dang frustrating talking to, people who are ideological with this stuff.
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm not ideological. I don't think I am. I'm pretty open-minded about this whole thing.
But yeah.
The concept of natural immunity is not something that's just around with this disease. It's with any sort of disease that you get. This is how the body works. And I'm telling my friends who are smart people, doctors, I got my hand forced because somebody didn't feel comfortable with me not having a vaccine, even though he's going to be in a big city where who knows who is and who isn't vaccinated. But if they felt the need to not go if I wasn't vaccinated.
I would doubt, and I don't know your friend's friend or whatever. Yeah. I would doubt that he was even afraid. It was more like, I have leverage. And this dick should have to bend to my ideology if he's going to hang out with us.
It's messed up, and I kind of feel that, too, that he had leverage, and he decided to use it, and probably, too, for my own good.
Okay.
I'm going to do it for his own good, because he's being stubborn. He doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
I know, and the science says this. Even though he had it, and which was my argument that I'd had it and recovered, and it looks like it's just as good as the having the vaccine. So what am I doing here? I sent this story to my doctor friend today, and the answer wasn't, oh, well, I guess you were right.
Wowie.
Or, you know, I assumed there would be something where he would go,
yeah.
Oh, well, this. There's always something. He just went, oh, well, it's good because now you have both immunities.
Uh-huh.
You have the vaccine and the
super immunity.
Which I don't think that's a thing. And perhaps I'm wrong. I would like to preface that statement, but I'm not a trained medical professional. I don't really know, but I'm pretty sure immunity is immunity.
Look, I did this analogy the other day, and you know I'm Captain Analogy, and this one even impressed me when I said it. I was pretty proud of myself. It would be like filling your gas tank up and then driving around to the other side of the gas station and deciding to fill it up again. It takes two drops of gas, and you go, oh, look, I double-filled my tank. You can only fill it once. If you have immunity, you have immunity. And more of these studies are showing that natural immunity is as good, if not better, than the shot. So these people telling you you're going to be double or super immunized, you're an asshole. You're wrong.
I just can't believe you don't go, huh, well, it looks like that maybe you were right about this whole thing. It's always something, oh, good, now you have this double. It's like, no, dude. Okay, can't you just admit that maybe you jumped to some conclusions here and that maybe I was the open-minded one?
Yeah.
And keeping a point of view that wasn't cemented in anything. And I didn't know. It was like you said, too, when your old job said that you had to do it. And you said, well, you know, I had this prior immunity.
Yeah.
And I have studies from the Cleveland Clinic here to back this up and other things. And most people just poo-pooed that based on an ideology.
That's what they told me. We're talking about, I went over and worked at Derby Lane for like 2 weeks. Now, the day I fill out my paperwork, they said, oh, so you know, starting September 1st, we have a vaccine mandate for all employees. And I went, oh, crap. And I said, well, I have proof that I have antibodies. And they go, yeah, that's not going to work. And I go, okay. I went by there today. Stop by, see a couple friends, play poker for a couple hours. And one of my good friends that works there says, and she's been working there 20 years. She goes, wow, you left a little too soon. They lifted our vaccine mandate. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, about 50 dealers were going to quit. So they took it away or they suspended it for a while. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. But it was that was the thing. There was about 50 poker dealers that were like, no, they all got it. The whole poker room got COVID, like, during the Delta surge. And they didn't want to have to get the vaccine on top of it. It's crazy. But, yeah, all of a sudden now they don't have it anymore. I don't know. It's weird.
And yeah. And it just seems like the, you know, the follow the science people are the ones who are the most ideological. And science changes. There's no such thing as settled science.
No.
And we're learning more as we go along. And we have to be willing to, I think people are afraid that if they concede one point, then that means that everything else that they say or do is wrong. So they don't want to, but you could just be mistaken about this one thing.
Right.
But I think they're afraid that if they admit something that you can poo-poo everything else that they say, which is totally wrong too.
And that's the thing. It's like, we have both been adamant that we're not anti-vax. We both went and got antibody tests done. And we agreed on this show that if we didn't show we had antibodies, we were both going to get the job. I was going to get it the same day. I went to CVS and got my antibody test, and I told them, you know, hey, if I don't show antibodies, can I get the vaccine today? And they said, yeah, no problem. It was when it was, you know, the numbers weren't surging. It was like in, I think, beginning of July, and they were like, yeah, you can get the vaccine today. I go, well, that's my plan then. As much as I'm, you know, I'd like for this to play out, if this test shows I don't have antibodies, then yeah, we'll go for it. And that's why people need to know I'm not anti-vax. I think people that are vulnerable, people that haven't already had it, then it's up to them, obviously. But I'm not going to, you know, if somebody said, what would you do if you were 65 years old? And, you know, I'd get the vaccine if I didn't have antibodies, if I didn't already have COVID. But we talked about this. I wanted this thing to play out for a little bit before I just jumped in, because I just think it's unnecessary.
Right. And that's the thing. If I'm protected as much with my natural immunity as I am, then with a with something that I have to put in my body that's you know, in the vaccine, why would I take the risk? I know it's very low risk.
Very small.
Why would I take that risk?
Right. We already took a risk by getting COVID. That could have killed us. We got it, and we got through it. So now we got to take another risk? I mean, to me, it's unnecessary. 100 million Americans have recovered and lived from COVID-19, but they want all of us 100 million people to take the vaccine. Take that 100 million vaccines and give it to a poor country that doesn't have them.
Sure.
It's just crazy to me.
You know, and I get that maybe they didn't know.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
But it just seems like there's a lot of experts who, if they fall outside of the orthodoxy, they don't count.
Right.
These experts have been wrong so many times. And every news story cites experts.
Yeah.
And you just go, there's stories that we have that we could put in woke news about these professors. We kind of touched on one last week where this one professor, he was the leading researcher or developer of voice-to-text technology.
Yeah.
He was at one of the Ivy League schools.
I think it was Harvard.
And it got so wokey for him, and he was catching so much flack. So he went, I'm quit. And then, you know where he ended up?
Uh-huh.
At the University of Beijing.
Yeah, he's
some
in China.
University in China.
Because he said that they're way less woke over there.
They are. Also, today I saw a guy at Stanford. He's one of these climate people. He stepped down because they were going to give a talk from this climate scientist that wasn't in line with the narrative.
Right.
That's going on. But a very distinguished climatologist.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it was outside of climate stuff or was that he was a Republican, a registered Republican.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think it actually might be that.
Yeah.
I'm not positive on it. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't know.
But for whatever reason, they didn't allow this very prestigious person to speak at this university. So the guy went, all right, I quit. This just isn't working out. So these experts, they funnel off the people who fall outside the orthodoxy, and now they're weirdos and freaks, but they are very qualified.
Yeah.
You could give, that's my thing all the time, too. We talk about COVID thing. You give Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford Anthony Fauci's job, and we'd be going in a complete different direction. He is an expert.
Are the current Florida, attorney general, you know, that DeSantis hired, that was a, you know, just, you know, went to work at University of Florida.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you know, not attorney general.
Or surgeon general. My bad. Yeah. Look, I won't care if he's an attorney general. He could do that, too. But, yeah, the surgeon general. And people are like, yeah, no, he sucks. He's a whack job.
He's from Harvard.
I know. But he's DeSantis' guy.
People cherry pick the experts that they want to use. But there are a lot of experts who are using science that may have an unorthodox point of view and may be outside of the approved narrative right now.
Yeah.
And those people are just written off as freaks. So media picks their experts that they want to use. And obviously the universities do. And universities are just losing a lot of these very qualified people to Chinese universities.
I feel like when we talk like this, when we're trying to use logic and make sense of it, I feel like we're almost, you know, speaking, you know, at a detriment to ourselves. Like I don't know, you know, I don't know who at the top of this company, how they feel. You know what I mean? Like, well, if they find out like, oh, these guys are crapping on the narrative. I don't know, but I don't want to lie to anybody, and I'm also not pushing right or left. I've been trying so hard to wrap my head around this whole damn thing and try to look at real research that isn't pushed down my throat by, you know, mainstream media. And I'm going outside of the United States, and I'm not doing it through Facebook groups or TikTok like some ass. Like, these are real studies. You said this is from the actual government in England, right? Like,
yeah.
And then the whole country of Israel, Cleveland Clinic, Stanford, all these real studies that are telling me that natural immunity is strong. And it would be nice if this government would just go, all right, after more studies have shown, now we've learned more about the science. Now, if you have natural immunity and you could show antibody tests that shows you have antibodies, then you don't have to get the vaccine. They're doing it in Europe already.
Yeah. Well, and this is what makes me go, what's going on here? And At best, you go, well, then it's about money because they're using these evidence for booster shots. And where are the studies?
There's a Merck pill coming out.
And who's doing the study on the Merck pill? Merck. Yeah. Who's doing the studies about the booster effectiveness for their shot? Pfizer and Moderna. So you just go, okay, so at best, you know, is this, you know, and I know all administrations are corrupt. I get accused of being a Republican all the time, and I'm really not. I don't vote. I don't participate. I don't believe in democracy. Yeah. I'm a freak.
You're an anarchist.
My political beliefs are way out there. So, you know, I get accused of being both things. It's funny to me, but I know that regimes are corrupt, but is this a thing where the administration is just getting a kickback from these pharmaceutical companies saying, oh, yeah, they need a booster shot. You should mandate them.
I don't know.
Companies using political power.
Would you be shocked?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be shocked. I think that's the case. But that's a best case scenario.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the conspiracy stuff starts to take over. You go, okay, this is about something, maybe even something more nefarious. I hope that's not the case.
I know.
I'm just saying.
But best case scenario, they're stupid. You know what I mean? That's scary, too.
I don't think.
Are naive?
Maybe inept. I don't think they're stupid. They may be inept. But
I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I'm really mad. That even when I sent that to my friend, he just goes, oh, good, now you have both. No, you bastards. I want you to tell me
so
that I'm right.
Dumb.
I earned this. I'm right.
Yeah,
just give it to me.
When I saw, it was like a month ago, and they said, studies now show if you recover and get the vaccine, you have super immunity. To me, that's a car salesman talking to me right there. You know what I mean?
Right
when I saw that, I went, you know how many naive jackoffs will see that and go, whoa, I can be an Avenger.
Yeah, but the experts told me.
Yeah.
And the experts are wrong.
Yeah,
constantly.
The experts at MSNBC had.
It is the opiate of the populace, man.
It's just crazy.
Just appealing to the authority of the experts.
Says, oh, super immunity. It's like an infomercial. You know what I mean? It's like, now you can have super immunity. And then it's just like in the infomercial, like some big giant guy in a COVID suit just runs up and the guy's like in a big Superman suit and he punches COVID in the face. It's like, whack, bam, pow. And it's like, super immunity. Yeah, it's so stupid. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Yeah, is it Kyle?
Is this Kyle? If so, then yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you going?
Hey, oh, man, I'm good, bro.
Wow, so this is crazy.
What is
it? So, I was working in construction.
Mm-hmm.
Work in a lot of hospitals and schools, doing electrical. I was forced to wear a mask. And then I was forced to get the vaccination. Before I could get
why do you speak in ellipses? Why are you such dramatic pauses?
Those are a lot of dots, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was at a stoplight.
It's right. Okay.
It's all right.
Can
you just give us the gist here?
You can only talk when the light's green.
Yeah. what's the gist?
So then there were supposed to be free vaccinations. I got a bill in the mail for $600 for getting shot up.
What?
No, you didn't.
Man, you should have just went to CVS, dog.
You did not.
I went to Walgreens.
Really?
Thanks,
did they ask you for their insurance card?
He's lying. He did not get $600 bill for a vaccine. They're all free.
I mean, I think, well, I don't know.
They're all free, dude.
Well, they're not free, but.
Not for us.
Taxpayer funded. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're paying for it. You know what I mean? Chicken's $19 a pound, but you know what I mean? But I don't know. I just felt like he was about to do something squirrely.
I think there was something with, I don't know. I don't. Maybe,
if I'm wrong, maybe, Kyle, I apologize. But
if you show your insurance card, then they could possibly deny. Do you just say you don't have insurance?
Well, what kind of a jack-off would show their insurance card to get the vaccine? You should get paid to get the vaccine, and some states are giving you stuff. Might be a burger and fries or a milkshake, but, I mean, I even saw there was, you know, 6 months ago they were giving people, you know, like $50 gift certificates, Dave and Buster's.
Oh, Lord. That'll do it.
Oh, my God. That's what I want. I want to play some skee ball. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
You guys are killing me.
Thanks, man.
Hey, did you see, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Norway came out and said that they'd requalified it as a flu, just a common flu.
They're the first country, well, one of the first countries. I think Singapore is also doing the same thing starting this month, but they're just going to normal. There's no, they're acting like nothing ever happened, and they're going to see how that works out for them. I mean, they have therapeutics. They still have the vaccine if people want the vaccine. But yeah, I think they had so many people recover that they've established, pretty much like Florida, they've established over 90% immunity. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I told my wife, I said, hey, you know, you get COVID, then you get the vaccine. It's almost as good as getting a hysterectomy and then wearing a diaphragm.
Basically,
you know.
Yeah. It's crazy, right? I don't know.
It's insanity, and I can't even we live in a clown world right now, and I keep waiting for the other shoe to fall.
You're quoting me, buddy.
All right, guys, you have a good night.
Thanks, bud. There you go. Yeah. I mean, he feels exactly how I feel. Like, it's just loony to me. The more and more that we see these studies coming out showing that it's the same immunity, and even in some better, because I think what they were saying in the Israel study, and maybe I'm wrong here, but it was one of the studies. I think it was that one. They were explaining it that with the vaccine, you get the spike protein and you get the antibodies from that. But with natural immunity, you get the T cell memory and you get, you know, more levels of the immunity that you don't get with the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually better. You know, you don't get T cell memory with the vaccine.
You know that that medical professionals know that.
Yes,
but for whatever reason, many, depending usually on where they're at on the political spectrum, will deny it.
And that's what sucks.
So you should still get it. Why? Well, you could put other people at risk. Why?
No.
This, I don't know.
The vaccinated people are putting people at risk. And look.
That's a bold statement.
It's true. It's true, man.
The vaccinated people are putting people at risk?
Yeah, they get COVID and they spread it, man.
Well, everybody can get it and spread it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not safe. You know what I mean? Like you can't go to a concert now unless you're vaccinated. But everybody at the concert could still have COVID and give it to somebody and give it to another person that's vaccinated. I you know what I mean? I don't understand the logic behind it.
Well, I don't know if there is any. It seems to be politically driven. And the other side accuses the other side, you know, of this spectrum of politicizing it. But both have done their parts.
Oh, they're both equally as, you know, aggressive when it comes to it.
It's amazing. There's a great Twitter account called Defiant L's. And it shows Twitter.
Sorry, just killing ants over here, Will. Apologize. All right, go ahead.
Twitter is great. Because it has receipts. So people will have the complete opposite opinion just months later.
Yeah.
People like Joanne Reed from MSNBC, Brooklyn Dad, these big Twitter accounts, who when Trump was president was saying that they would never get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wouldn't trust anything that Donald Trump had.
Kamala Harris said it. Biden said it.
Kamala Harris.
Pelosi said it.
Vice President Harris said it.
Yeah.
That's right. And now all of a sudden they've completely switched. And now it's if you don't have it, you're a Nazi.
And it's the same vaccine that he was having developed.
Right.
And, you know,
but it wasn't. I mean, it was the companies doing it.
But you know what I'm saying. It was a warp speed.
I understand. But morons go, it's the president that's making the vaccine.
Yeah, like he's in there with some goddamn beakers in his closet. Like, I think I got a pretty good one right here. Oh, look at that. That's a tremendous. Look at that. You know, like, no. When you say it was his, he's opening up funding is all he was doing. You know, you sign
a
damn paper.
And getting out of the way. Getting government red tape and bureaucracy out of the way to get something done. And, you know, I don't know. It's just bizarre how you can have that complete opposite opinion just months later.
And it's just sad because it's just another and probably the most divisive thing that's splitting people up right now. It's like this civil war we talk about all the time. And it's like the government can definitely ease tensions and definitely make things easier on us, but they don't. And right back to your point, is it because there's some profit to be made here? Like, what is the reason why this is going on?
Look, I tell you, I saw this story too with the Washington football team. This is kind of similar. I'll bring it into why it is viable here. Some of these women, these cheerleaders, are asking corporations, sponsors of the NFL, to pressure the Washington football team to cooperate with the investigation,
release the emails,
more of these emails out.
Yeah,
why are they asking corporations?
Because that's how you get it done,
right?
Yeah.
So the name change for that football team happened because FedEx said that they would remove the naming rights.
And Pepsi too. Yes.
So who has power in this country? It doesn't seem to be politicians.
Nope.
It seems to be corporations who use politicians as a tool.
Ta-da!
To get stuff done.
I mean, it's right in our face now. They don't even care.
And what are Pfizer and Moderna? They're corporations.
Yeah, man.
Huge multinational corporations.
You think they just popped up because the pandemic popped up so they could do good? It's not the goddamn, you know, the DC, what do you call it, the Legion of heroes or whatever. These people have been making money on pharmaceuticals forever. You know what I mean? Billions.
But there was always, people were weary of pharmaceutical companies, especially, you know, I think traditionally people who are on the left side of the spectrum politically, they were weary of pharma, and rightfully so.
Yeah, they're evil.
And corporations in general. And now they, you know, worship at the feet of all five people wearing vaccine earrings. And I mean, it's just really bizarre.
Very, very weird culture we live in right now.
Just to stick it to their ideological enemies.
Yeah.
And I don't want
this pandemic to keep going either. I don't want people to get sick and die from this stuff, but at the same time, it needs to be fair and it needs to be more transparent. Like, I just feel like, you know, the whole thing. It's just from the time Fauci started lying and double lying and back lying and then, you know, all this stuff. And then with, like you said, the science is naturally going to change all the time. We're gonna know more about this in a year. But depending on where you get your information and how you seek it is pretty much all you have. So most people just trust their news source, and that's what it is. And I don't know. I used to be that guy. I only watched CNN, like, throughout the entire 90s and probably up until about 10 years ago. That was the only channel I watched for my news. So I've always trusted the news. And now I feel like, you know, even when I watch local news, I go, I don't know. I can, you know, I see a headline and I go, why did they say it like that? You know, and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy wearing the, you know, aluminum foil hat.
But so there's going to be bias always.
Yeah.
And there are some, there's reporters out there and journalists who have a bias, but they're fairly accurate on the information. They just have a certain lens on it.
Yes.
Which I think that's okay if you have a bias. I don't know if there's any way around that. Everyone has a perception.
Right.
You know? But when it gets into the agenda territory,
uh-huh,
where it seems like they're toeing a line for somebody, that's when you go, something's right off here. That's not right. And, you know, this is why people disregard what they say now.
Well, they have a big voice, and that's a lot of power, you know, and with power comes responsibility. You know, Spider-Man, his uncle said that, you know what I mean? So
this is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand Audio.